Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to Divine Parables, a series here on the Qalam podcast, which explores the metaphors, the examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us within the Quran. Mufti Hussein Kamani will go through in depth an analysis of all the different parables that are present within the Quran. So inshallah, go ahead, listen, benefit, share with family and friends, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Before we get started with the session, once again, I wanted to remind everyone that alhamdulillah, Qalam is dedicated to bringing this kind of understanding and knowledge of Islam to each and every single person all around the world. We ask you to become our partners in this endeavor by supporting the work that Qalam does by going to supportqalam.com. Supportqalam.com. Go there, contribute, donate, become a sustainer, and have this as a sadaqah jariyah. Every single person that will listen, that will learn, that will benefit from it, you will have the reward of that. Jazakumullahu khairan. Now let's get on with the session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأسكياء وأصحابه الأتقياء أما بعد. Today we take a look at another verse from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 261. In order to understand this verse, we step back one or two verses and we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveys to us a conversation that occurred between Ibrahim alayhi salam and Allah. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of the time when Ibrahim alayhi salam asked Allah, show me how you will bring the dead back to life on the Day of Judgment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this very beautiful conversation with him, at the end of which Allah azza wa jal tells Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam to take some birds and to separate their limbs and then call them and they come running towards him. Then at the end of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able of doing this. If Allah wishes, He can do this. Right after this, in verse number 261, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now transitions into the parable. So the context we need to keep in mind is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing Ibrahim alayhi salam what will happen to every human being. When they die, we will all be resurrected again. In this example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of the best way to prepare for that resurrection. The best way for us to be ready to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the greatest contribution we can do in this world? Allah azza wa jal says in verse number 261, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلٍ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging mankind to be charitable, to give. Allah azza wa jal says the example of the charitable one is like one who takes one grain and puts it in the ground. Those of us who have wealth, those of us who work hard to earn our wealth, we always think of ways to increase our wealth. And we're very careful not to put our money in a place where we aren't sure that we will get returns. The thing about any sort of investment in the world is that it always comes with a risk. No matter how safe you think the investment is, there's always a risk involved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising us a method of investment in which there is no risk. Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling us there is no chance you can lose out. Not only will you not lose out, in our culture when we invest, people usually think of a 6% return as a safe return, you know, and then a 12% return to be a little bit more risky. Anything that's over 16% is viewed to be very, very, very risky. If someone tells you that I have an investment opportunity for you, and in this investment opportunity, I promise to give you 25% return, 50% return, 100% return, we become very wary now that this person, maybe they're over-promising, maybe they're overreaching, right? They're stepping out of their limit. They're being too ambitious. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that I will promise you 700% return. How much? 700% return. And the example Allah azza wa jalla gives is like a person who takes one grain and puts it in the ground. This one grain will then grow 7 spikes. And each of these spikes will grow fi kulli sumbulatin mi'atu habba. And on each spike there will be 100 more grains. So if you put this one grain in the ground and you invest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jalla is saying to you that I will give you 700 more in return to you. 700 more will come back to you. This is the example of giving in the cause of Allah. Now when we talk about giving in the path of Allah, one thing to always remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of our wealth. That's why in that very same set of verses, Allah azza wa jalla then says, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى. That it's more preferable for a person to say a righteous statement than to give a charity which then has evil that comes with it, which brings evil with it. If you're going to give charity and there will be evil that will follow it, then keep your money. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see is your sincerity. قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ. Say a good statement. Say a good thing. Bring positivity to humanity. Do something good for people. قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 261, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises 700 folds in return for someone who gives a little, but know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give however much He wishes. The scholars, they say, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi narrates this sabab al-nuzul, that the cause behind the revelation of this verse was that during the Battle of Tabuk, and this is one of the last expeditions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this was against the Romans. And the Romans were armored to their teeth. These people were very wealthy. They had spears and swords and bows and arrows, and they had helmets and they had chest plates, and these people had arm plates. Like, they were coming ready for war. On the other hand, you had the Muslims who barely had a leather chest plate, let alone a metal one. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam began a fundraising campaign in Medina Munawwara, inviting everyone to bring whatever they could. So Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu an, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I have 8,000. What I will do is, أَمْسَكْتُ لِنَفْسِي وَلِعْيَالِ 4,000. وَأَرْبَعَةَ آلَافٍ أَقْرَضْتُهُ لِرَبِّي. That 4,000 I will keep for myself and my family so I can take care of my family, half of my wealth, 50% of it. And the other 50% I wish to give it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to anyone that needs it. Then came Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard the statement of Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, he said, بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لَكَ فِي مَا أَمْسَكْتَ وَفِي. May Allah bless what you've given and may Allah bless what you've kept behind. What you've kept behind for your family, that was a good intention too. That's a form of sadaqah as well. Then comes Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. Ya Rasulullah, alayya jahazu man la jahaza lahu. Man la jahaza lahu. Man la jahaza lahu. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I will come forward and I will provide for anyone who wants to go on this battlefield. I will arm them, I will provide for them, I will take care of their needs. Everyone, anyone that wants to go, I'll provide for them. فَنَزَلَتْ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse telling these companions that what you're giving today is a sign of your iman. Now, this is outside just a general donation. What about when we talk about donating or giving in the cause of Allah in the month of Ramadan? No one's asking you to donate to a particular cause. You have to make that judgment. Where do you think your money is best spent? Where do you think you can contribute most effectively? Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi then narrates a narration. He says that when this verse was revealed on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Allah azza wa jalla is offering 700 in return of one, such a great deal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wasn't content. And he said, لَمَّا نَزَلَتْ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ رَبِّ زِدْ أُمَّتِي. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Oh Allah, increase and give more to my ummah. 700 to one is a good deal, but I want a better deal for my ummah. فَنَزَلَتْ مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Allah Azza wa Jal said, whoever will give, فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Allah Azza wa Jal will give them many more folds. This time we're not limited by 700. أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Many more folds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard this فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ربي زد أمتي. He then made dua to Allah. He said, Ya Allah, some more please. That's a good deal, but I want more for my ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed the ayah, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will compensate those who are patient without any accounting at all. Meaning now Allah will give you endlessly. He will give. Giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sign of iman. And therefore this verse is being revealed right after Ibrahim alayhi salam was shown what resurrection will look like. Because each and every one of us will be resurrected and Allah will ask us, what I gave you, what I made you custodian of, what did you do with it? Did you think my amana was yours or did you treat it as mine? If I give you something, do you treat it as if it's your own where you act like I'm not going to give it back, I'm going to hold on to it, I'm going to become greedy with it? Or are you willing to give it back to the one who gave it to you in the first place? Because if you can trust Allah and give it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises much more in return. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from people who are generous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to be charitable as well. In particular in this month of Ramadan, many institutions will be visiting our masjid. Our own masjid will be standing in front of you. And each and every one of these causes are very beautiful. They're very special. They're very important. Someone is raising funds for orphans while someone is raising funds for a legal cause for the Muslims living in America. Someone's raising funds for building a masjid. Someone's trying to build a house for orphans. Someone's raising funds for the disabled individuals of our community. There are so many good causes. We have to make sure we step forward. And don't think for a second you're doing them a favor. The reality is when we give sadaqah, we are attesting to our iman and we are doing ourselves a favor. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to continue to be charitable and generous. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.